Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
An old scam tactic is out there again, but this time with an extra twist. Scammers will hunt for individuals to send fake Medicare cards to and then call the individual and ask them to confirm their current Medicare information to try and send you a new Medicare card. The newest spin on this scam is that scammers will spoof Alaskan doctor offices' telephone numbers and pretend to be a part of that clinic. According to Dana Norwood, the program coordinator for the Department of Health, the scammer does this so they can bill Medicare for items purchased under someone else's name.
They'll bill Medicare for supplies like self-catheter kits, and they'll do it each and every 30 days until people start saying, wait a second, I'm looking at what's called the Medicare summary notice. And they'll say, I didn't receive these supplies, nor did I need these supplies. Then we're actually playing the catch-up game, trying to catch up to these folks that have already billed, and then the entity that they're billing under goes away and nobody can find them.
Norwood explains that sometimes Medicare numbers can become compromised for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's because individuals verified the information over the phone or they thought they were talking to their trusted doctor's office. While the scam of sending people false Medicare cards isn't new, the concept of spoofing doctor offices is. Norwood says the department received a call last week on Friday from an individual who accidentally provided their Medicare information to the scammer.
So we're working through the process of helping them, but it actually came from their doctor's office is what it appeared when they called, and they wanted to verify their Medicare information so that they could get a new card. And it wasn't until he was talking with someone later that he was like, maybe this isn't right.
It can be easy to fall for these tricky scams, but Norwood advises everyone who receives a call like this to tell the scammer that you will personally call your doctor's office to verify the information and then hang up the phone. If you've received a call like this or believe that your Medicare information has been compromised, visit this story at RadioKenai.com to find the contact information for Senior Medicare Patrol. The ACLU and Northern Justice Project claim that the Matsu targeted the LGBTQ with the book ban. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Northern Justice Project and the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska filed a motion on Tuesday for a preliminary injunction to return 56 book titles to Matsu Borough School District library shelves. Both institutions are claiming that the primary reason these books were removed is due to their LGBTQ themes and/or their having protagonists of color. The Matsu Borough School District established an ad hoc committee in April to review the removed books, which include titles like The Bluest Eye, Slaughterhouse-Five, and The Kite Runner, and determine whether or not they are appropriate for school libraries. The NJP and ACLU, however, believe the primary motivation for the temporary ban was much more targeted.
There are direct quotes from members of the district and the board that specifically call out their concerns with protagonists of color and LGBTQ characters and authors, and that was a primary reason for them wanting to ban the books.
Said Megan Barker, communications director for the ACLU of Alaska. Savannah Fletcher, one of the NJP attorneys who filed the injunction, was quoted in a press release saying, "The district removed 56 books from all school libraries because the books' LGBTQ themes are protagonists of color that a few in the community disagree with." When asked about this quote, however, in a call with KSRM, Fletcher indicated the MSBSD might not have pulled the books down for such unequivocal reasons.
No, I don't think necessarily every single book falls into every single one of the reasons in our press release.
The injunction is the NJP's and ACLU's second step following a lawsuit they filed in November against the Matsu Borough School District for the book's removal. And while no hearing has yet been set, the groups are hoping the judge will set a hearing for the motion for the preliminary injunction in the near future. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Energy Authority has announced that they are now offering applications for a $22.1 million grant fund to help improve electric grid infrastructure residents against disrupted events. The request for application period for the Grid Silence Formula Grant Program will be open until Friday, February 16th at 6 p.m. The Alaska Energy Authority will administer the program funds to the state by the United States Department of Energy, as authorized by the Infrastructure and Investment Job Act. Under this program, $2.5 billion in formula grants will be provided to the states and tribes to improve electric grid resilience. With the Department of Energy's program, the state of Alaska is predicted to receive $60 million in formula funding for sub-awards over a five-year program period. Eligible sub-grantees may include, but are not limited to, electric grid operators, electricity storage operators. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.